Good morning. Following a comprehensive three-year investigation by my office, including witnesses...
Yesterday, New York Attorney General Letitia James filed a civil fraud lawsuit against former President Donald Trump, three of his children, and two longtime officials from the Trump Organization.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system.
Trump's lawyer said the suit is, quote, solely focused on advancing the attorney general's political agenda. And she said the claims in the complaint are meritless and promised to fight them. Our colleague Corinne Ramey has been following this investigation, and she says that for Trump, this lawsuit could be significant.
It alleged a pattern of misrepresentations and fraud spanning about a decade related to how he valued his assets on financial statements. It's a serious problem. These are real allegations. She's asking for a lot of money, for $250 million, which is, even for a big company, is not insubstantial.
What was most surprising to you about this moment?
Two things were particularly surprising. One is I didn't expect the allegations that he broke state laws and may have possibly broken federal laws as well. I also was surprised by the breadth and scope of the lawsuit, which is more than 200 pages. This had been out there that she was doing this investigation, and yet the complaint still had surprises.
Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Limbaugh. It's Thursday, September 22nd. Coming up on the show, New York State versus Trump.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Former President Donald Trump has talked a lot about how rich he is.
I'm a rich guy.
Beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
I have made billions of dollars in business making deals. Now I'm going to make our country rich again.
My net worth, according to Forbes, is $2.7 billion.
Right.
I will tell you this. It is substantially in excess of that. When I say substantially, much, much more.
Trump's brand has long been linked to his wealth. He has golf courses, vineyards, hotels, and properties all around the world. But his business empire is private, so his actual fortune isn't publicly known. And in 2019, his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, testified before Congress. And his testimony cast doubt on Trump's claims about his wealth.
It was my experience that Mr. Trump inflated his total assets when it served his purposes, such as trying to be listed amongst the wealthiest people in Forbes, and deflated his assets to reduce his real estate taxes.
And he said that Trump inflated and deflated his values on his financial statements for financial gain, and that these were given to banks, insurers, and tax authorities.
At the time, Trump said Cohen was lying. How did Cohen's testimony trigger this investigation?
That sort of opened the door to begin looking at those allegations. And after that, lawyers from the Attorney General's office interviewed him. And it was those specific allegations about financial statements that triggered this investigation.
And the attorney behind this is New York Attorney General Letitia James. Can you tell us about her and what her story is?
She was a city councilwoman from Brooklyn, and then she served as public advocate. So in other words, in kind of local public office in New York City. She's viewed as politically ambitious. She kind of rose through the ranks.
In 2019, James became the state's attorney general. And one of the ways she captured votes was by promising to investigate Trump.
So Letitia James and Trump are longtime adversaries. When she campaigned, she would talk about how she was going to sue Trump and how she was going to hold Trump accountable.
We must do our job to ensure that the man currently occupying the Oval Office is held accountable to any and everything he has done.
It's no secret that she has been interested in pursuing Trump for a long time. He also doesn't hesitate to criticize her on social media and elsewhere.
When did her investigation become public?
The public found out about it in August 2020 when there was civil litigation over subpoenas. And James said that various parties related to this conduct weren't complying with the subpoenas, and so she went to court to get a judge's help.
James had subpoenaed the Trump Organization, but the Trump Organization wasn't complying. And the judge came down on James's side. And then in 2021,
she subpoenaed Trump to be deposed, and he fought it, as he has many of these subpoenas and the Trump Organization has. He told a court that this wasn't necessary, that it was part of this political prosecution, et cetera, et cetera. And the judge eventually said that he had to be deposed.
What happened with that deposition?
So he went to the attorney general's office and said the same thing over and over, which was that on the advice of counsel, he was asserting his Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. In other words, he didn't answer a single question besides his name.
He took the Fifth.
He took the Fifth, yeah. During this investigation, he also filed a lawsuit in federal court in the Northern District of New York saying that she was politically motivated and that this was a selective prosecution, meaning that she was targeting him and ignoring others who were pursuing similar conduct.
A judge dismissed Trump's lawsuit earlier this year. There's Trump's response in the courtroom. How did Trump and the Trump Organization respond in the public sphere?
In the public sphere, much of their response has been about how she is politically motivated, that this is a witch hunt. They've sought to connect this to rising crime in New York City, although the attorney general's office does not typically deal with sort of day-to-day crime in New York City. And they, at some point, they even compiled a video with statements that she had made on television in interviews about Trump to further bolster their case that she was politically motivated.
And yesterday, James outlined the findings of her 3-year investigation in a more than 200-page lawsuit. The complaint alleges that for 10 years, starting in 2011, Trump's annual financial statements were deceptive and fraudulent, that Trump inflated his own personal net worth by billions of dollars, and that he gave false impressions to banks and insurers about how his financial statements were prepared.
And the statements are basically lists of his properties and assets and how much they're valued at.
How many properties are involved in the lawsuit?
There's 23 properties and assets, and according to the lawsuit, more than 200 separate misrepresentations.
And what are these properties?
One is the apartment in Trump Tower. So this is a very luxurious triplex apartment that Trump owns. He apparently stays here when he comes to New York. And the apartment is actually 10,000 square feet, according to the lawsuit. But he valued it as being 30,000 square feet, which meant that its value was multiplied, became much higher. And so in 2015, it was valued at $327 million total. And according to James, this was, quote, absurd because only one apartment in New York City had even sold for over $100 million.
In the lawsuit, James alleges that Trump used these high valuations to get favorable terms from banks and insurers, things like lower interest rates. And James also alleges that these valuations were prepared by the Trump Organization and signed off by Trump himself. aren't valuations always subjective?
They are always subjective, yes. And some of the pushback on this from folks in the real estate community has been that valuations are, there's an element of opinion to them, and different people can validly come up with a different valuation.
What does the suit allege was his motivation? Like, why do this?
It says that part of it is because he wanted to look rich. All these valuations helped to inflate his net worth, as James says, by billions of dollars. He was personally guaranteeing these loans, and by inflating his net worth, he had more net worth by which to personally guarantee these loans.
What is James asking to be done about this?
So she is asking for a bunch of things. The $250 million in what she calls ill-gotten gains. She wants an independent monitor, the Trump Organization. She wants to bar Trump and the company from applying for loans in New York for 5 years, to bar them from entering into commercial real estate acquisitions in New York for 5 years, and to permanently bar Trump, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric from serving as an officer or director of a company in New York.
But Trump, his family, and his business deny the allegations, and they're fighting back.
There's something wrong with them. I really believe they hate our country.
That's coming up.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Last night, Trump went on Fox News. He sat down with Sean Hannity, who asked him about the lawsuit.
I actually thought that they would never bring a case, and she brought it. And the reason I thought, because she didn't have a case. I was of the impression she wanted to settle, but I had a problem because how do you pay something, even if it's a small amount of money, if you're not guilty?
Hannity asked Trump about the property valuations.
We have a disclaimer, and it basically says, you know, get your own people, you're at your own risk, this was done by management.
Trump said he's repaid all the banks, and his company has very little debt. He also reiterated that he thinks the lawsuit is politically motivated.
This was just a continuation of a witch hunt.
Trump's sons have also gone on social media suggesting politics are behind the lawsuit. And in one case, taking issue with something specific.
One of the allegations in the lawsuit in particular is about Mar-a-Lago and its value. And in the lawsuit, it says that Mar-a-Lago was valued at $739 million, but should have been valued at closer to $75. Eric Trump called that valuation, quote, asinine, and said that Mar-a-Lago was one of the most valuable properties in the United States.
A lawyer for the three Trump children named in the lawsuit declined to comment. What has Trump's lawyer said?
His lawyer has said the claims were meritless, that she would fight them. And a spokeswoman for the Trump Organization has noted that the banks were not harmed, said that they profited handsomely to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars in interest and fees, and never once took issue with any of the loans in question.
So where do we go from here? What are the next steps in this case?
Lawsuits take a while to move through the court system. This could take several years to be litigated. That might include the Trump Organization will likely ask a judge to dismiss it. They'll have various reasons. Or it could include settlement negotiations. And ultimately, civil lawsuits like this tend to get settled or go to trial.
Now, Trump has already left New York. So how much teeth does this suit have?
It's a good question. I think it does have teeth because it's asking for a lot of money. And even without him in New York,
that's still a lot of money. And also a lot of assets are in New York. And even if he's not physically here, if the attorney general were able to get some of what she wants to get, it would undoubtedly harm at least those parts of the Trump organization.
You mentioned that the lawsuit says that there could be criminal charges, that there could be federal charges. Is there any sense that this case could become bigger?
It could. The Manhattan District Attorney, which has had an ongoing investigation into Trump, put out another statement saying their investigation was ongoing. And the Southern District also said it had received a referral from Letitia James. I do think there's a higher bar for criminal charges than civil ones. And whether these sorts of allegations meet that bar, I'm not sure.
What could this mean for him as a businessman?
I think it is not good. It certainly hurts him with banks and lenders and insurance companies, some of whom already had concerns. And I think that only compounds those concerns. I think it's in some ways a bigger problem for his kids, who their careers are really working at this company.
You've covered this story, you said, from the beginning. Are we closer to an end?
I mean, with sort of the Trump legal investigations in general, it feels like no, but it just keeps going. But yes, I mean, in terms of this case, this is a huge thing for the Attorney General's office that they, in fact, brought this lawsuit and that it had the breadth of concrete and specific allegations that it does in this complaint.
What do you think this case means for her?
I think this is undoubtedly one of, if not the most notable cases of her tenure. And it's something she campaigned on. She has delivered on it. Yesterday was the day.
That's all for today, Thursday, September 22nd. Additional reporting in this episode by James Finelli. And tomorrow, we're excited to be dropping the first episode in a new series. It's called How to Build a Metaverse. It's about one metaverse in particular, one that's already up and running, and what its story could teach us about a future that seems to be coming. It'll be in your feed tomorrow. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Our theme music is by So Wiley. Additional music this week by Katherine Anderson, Peter Leonard, Billy Libby, Emma Munger, and Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for listening. See you then.